B-Pod Studios.
Mike Missanelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5, the fanatic and anguished Mike Missanelli here for broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. We're on 97.5, the fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. It's disheartening to have to talk about a game like last night and the way we're going to talk about it today, because it's all going to be venomous. I can't help that. I am not sticking up for anybody today, because I saw the same thing you saw last night. A game that, to me, was a statement game that you had to put a little more coaching and a little more energy into winning. It was that important of a game. There's no reason you should have a 10-man rotation in a game like that. Boston didn't. They knew how important the game was. And because of a lot of coaching miscues and miscalculations, it's deja vu all over again. New team, same result. Celtics have the Sixers number. Why? Well, I don't know. We'll try to explore the reasons today. But let's go with Exhibit A, B, and C. Exhibit A, Joel Embiid. Exhibit B, Ben Simmons. And Exhibit C, J.J. Redick. All three of them managed to be shackled again by whatever Boston does defensively to beat them. Same defense. They wall off the point guard. They pay attention to the handoff screens and J.J. Redick. And for some reason, Al Horford has his way every single game against a man who's 55 pounds more powerful than he is. I don't know how it can happen. I don't know what they were doing offensively. I don't know why he would take 8 3-point shots. I don't understand why sometimes where you can probably get a guy in the foul trouble if you work hard enough to get Joel Embiid low and center the offense and go inside out instead of outside in every now and then and see what you can do with that to get Horford out of the game a little early, get some quick fouls on him, but there's some reason they don't do it. And one of the reasons why they don't do it, their strategy is they want to have Ben Simmons free to beat people and get to the basket without a 7-footer clog in the lane. He doesn't get to the basket against this team. They wall him off. He stops. It's like the cartoons where you see, you know, remember how the coyote used to screech and the dirt would go. And dirt, that's what he does. Well, he's got a head of steam. All of a sudden, he sees the wall. He stops. I don't understand. I mean, there's certain things I don't understand about the way they coach against this team. And blaming Brett Brown is low-hanging fruit. And today, the low-hanging fruit wins. I'm sorry. It just wins. I don't understand some of the rotations. I don't understand the minutes that T.J. McConnell gets, who got buried in mismatches, and J.J. Wright got buried. They went right to the mismatch and torched those guys. Hayward shot three shots over Korkmaz, a three-point shot early in the game when Korkmaz is in the game. I don't understand some of the things that go on. Let's just retrace a couple of steps. The score is tied 94. They fight like hell. They get the score tied at 94. Get the crowd back in. Get a little momentum. I had to say about 5 minutes ago. So what happens? They allow Tatum at the top to shoot a three, which he makes. Simmons then turns the ball over on a traveling call. It probably wasn't a traveling call, but again, it was like an overzealous, unplanned offense. So he gets the call. And then Rozier hits the left corner three to put him back up six, take him out of harm's way. Now you're thinking, okay, there comes another loss. They fight back again. Embiid's three-point play on a layup gives them a lead with 2:11 left, 103-102. What happens? Defensive lapses. Jimmy Butler gets caught inside on some motion, and Hayward is alone in the right corner to bury a three. And then the next possession, when you need calm, you're down 105-103. There's plenty of time left. You need calm. Tobias Harris launches a three-pointer 10 seconds into the shot clock. I don't know what's going on out there. I don't know. I mean, you got to coach those last couple of minutes. And they obviously did not coach those last couple of minutes. So here we are again in the same quandary. Now, I know the announcers were last night. By the way, can we please, please get rid of this players only thing? It's like nobody's allowed into their club. Enough of this now. It's a terrible broadcast. But anyway, they were talking about the possibility of Boston meeting Philadelphia in the first round. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. Fortunately for the Sixers, they're going to win a lot of games towards the end here, and they're not going to be in a 4-5 situation with Boston. And what the most likely scenario is, they probably won't play them in the second round either, because if you extrapolate it out, it looks like the Celtics would have to play the Bucks in the second round. So they may escape Boston, which is the only thing we have to hope for, because they can't beat them. It's uncanny. Kyrie Irving not there. The Celtics play better with him without him anyway against the Sixers. So maybe Kyrie being there would be an advantage if they have to play him in the playoffs later on in the season, because at least he doesn't defend anybody, and maybe Ben Simmons can get to the basket. But not last night. And the same suspects, Tatum buried him, Horford buried him, Jaylen Brown buried him, off the bench, Hayward gets Horford buries him. I'm disgusted. I thought last night was going to be a showcase game for the Sixers, and they proved they still can't handle them. And the longer this goes on, the more that's going to rear its head, that they're never going to be able to beat this team. Now, Tyrone, you watched the same game that I watched. Your thoughts?
Well, last season, I remember when they played them, and early in the series, you said the Sixers don't have enough. And a lot of fans were on Brett Brown mm-hmm. last season. Mm-hmm. And you were saying the Sixers don't have enough.
They have enough. They weren't as good.
Right.
Weren't as athletic.
Right. You fast forward. The Sixers have upgraded in mm-hmm. a big way talent-wise. In fact, I think the biggest reason the game was still close was because the overall talent level of the roster. Mm-hmm. Brett Brown wasn't different last night.
Nope.
He was exactly the same. So I think part of the reason why guys get open shots is because their defensive setup, and he hasn't adjusted that at all. On offense, he hasn't made any changes. I didn't see any extra pick and rolls with Jimmy Butler. I didn't see anything different with, how about a pick and roll with Embiid and Jimmy Butler? So Embiid is now a threat higher up or lower down because he's going towards the basket. Nothing was different from the coach. So when the players change and the coach doesn't, and the result remains the same, I personally have to look at the coach. And I don't, and that's not to say, I want to make it very clear. Mm-hmm. That's not for me to say Embiid played well, other than the fourth quarter. It's not for me to say that Ben Simmons played well, or J.J. Redick played well, or anyone played well. What I'm saying is the cast has changed. And the result and the way it looked was exactly the same. So then I have to question the constant. And now I feel uncomfortable doing that after three games with the new unit, but I'm forced to ask that question because of what happened last night.
Now, he got outcoached again by Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens outcoached him again. And comes a point in time now where you got to look in the mirror and you got to figure out to do something different. Because when you had TJ McConnell and JJ Redick in the game at the same time, Boston is smart enough to attack mismatches. And that's exactly what they did last night. They attacked mismatches. There's no way TJ McConnell can contend with any of their players. So you're giving up baskets that way. There's no way Korkmaz can contend with any of their players. He shouldn't play. He shouldn't play in a game like that last night. I know I bash Korkmaz, but come on, let's be real. This is a good team now. This isn't a team that you beat along the way with just talent alone, which is what they did the first two nights when they had this new alignment. This is a good team. Now you got to make a statement with this team. Now you maybe have to shorten your bench in a game like this just to win the game, to get your team acclimated to beating Boston. You can't play it like another regular season game. This is a very important game last night. All right. So we'll talk about it. Obviously, a lot of people, I mean, my emails are crazy with Fire Brett Brown, and I'll read a couple of them, and people are just fired up about the coach and how they did not win that game last night. But, you know, you can go over a lot of nuances of that game and say, well, how can that possibly happen? Well, every time the Sixers got close to Boston, Boston was better than them in every possession. It was like they were there before. It doesn't matter if the game was at the first at the Wells Fargo Center. They had every answer to what the Sixers were doing last night. All right. It is General Knowledge Wednesday, too, by the way. So at least we'll make one someone happy. Pair of tickets. Oh, you got a little all concert here? What? This is a concert I would go to.
And Cage the Elephant's my favorite modern
really?
Rock band. Yeah.
Beck with Cage the Elephant and Spoon. My faves.
That's right up your alley.
Right up my alley. August 21st, the BB&T Pavilion. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. At that, Beck, Cage the Elephant, and Spoon. That is the grand prize. So you answer a question correctly, you will qualify for that grand prize. The topics today, general knowledge, answers are TV titles. Let's see, what was the third one? Alliteration by the letter T.
Ooh.
And NBA multiple choice. In other words, the question could be, which team can't the Sixers beat? Is it A, the Delaware Bluecoats, B, Duke, C, Drexel, or D, Celtics?
And the answer would be D, Celtics.
D, the Celtics would be the correct answer. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. Mike Mussinelli Show. I'm just going to turn you loose today. Let's get your reaction after this. Mike Mussinelli Show. Now in the half hour, we do the updates on our Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Miss Natalie.
2,700 votes so far. Mike, will Brett Brown be the Sixers head coach next year? 65% saying yes, 35% saying no.
Oh, that's right. 65-35. All right. That's a good vote for Brett Brown. All right. Now it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the love sex medley. Here's the way it works. We're going to play you three songs strung together in 3 seconds. Each song will reference either love or sex. You guess the song and artist, you will win a gold dip rose from Steven Singer Jewelers. Friday, we have a grand prize with a lot of prizes I'll tell you about in a second. We've gotten 2 quick winners in a row. This is the third one we'll do. And the program director, assistant program director, Eric Camille, was so miffed that people got them so quickly in Monday, Tuesday's show. That he has been determined to make this as difficult as he can make it. Are we ready to do it? All right, listen closely. All right, play it one
it's
more
time. Ridiculous.
Play it one more time.
I'm going to do it one more time. One more time right now.
Wow. Alex. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's what I heard as well.
Alex.
I know the answer and still don't know the answer. Like, I know the answer and I can't hear the answer.
Alex.
Yeah.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You got to call the contest line 215-263-0975. If you have an inkling on what that is, give it a shot and you may win the Gold Dip Rose and qualify.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
for the big package, the $500 physique barbecue fire pit, the Angel Heart Diamond Necklace, the pair of tickets to see Billy Joel, $150 gift card at Jasper's Backyard in Conchie, and a chauffeur at Rolls Royce for a night, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. Good luck to everybody.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five, we'll always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time to do sound off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. And last night, if you wanted to stay up, you got on the phone and you hit us up with some comments over the Sixers losing to the Celtics. So let's see what we have.
At what point did Jimmy Butler start ripping into Simmons and Embiid?
At what point does Jimmy Butler rip into Simmons and Embiid? Good question. Jimmy Butler hasn't had the reputation of playing hard every game either, so I don't know if he's got that clout right now.
Another fine job of clock management and utilization of timeouts by Andy Reid. I meant Brett Brown.
What was wrong with the timeouts? Was it a timeout problem last night?
No,
there wasn't a timeout problem.
He advanced the ball when he needed to in the half court. And actually, yeah. I just saw a replay of the play. They had Redick inbounding. Tobias was wide open. Tobias was about it. JJ was actually wide open. Mm-hmm. Tobias just missed him. That's not the coach's fault. I just saw a replay of it. On the inbounds play, the initial play, JJ was super clean. It was a good play.
Yeah.
Tobias just missed him.
Right.
Now that the Sixers lost last night, I'm a little bit upset. Brett Brown needs to coach better during the game, and Embiid needs to stop taking them threes like that.
Yeah, well, he took eight last night, and the fact that he was outplayed by Horford really made that look like 16 that he took out there.
You know, it's like 12:30 right now, Mike. I can't even enjoy my lunch. You know why? My sodium levels are still through the roof from last night. I'm so salty about that damn game.
Well, I was saying, I couldn't get to sleep last night, man. I was flipping around. Of course, Law and Order was the one, but I couldn't hang with that because it was one I'd seen. So I went to Mobsters, the Mobsters show.
Yeah.
Mobsters.
Is that a good show? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, last night was on the Black Mafia Family.
Oh, BMF.
Yeah, BMF out of Chicago.
Out of Atlanta.
Yeah, out of Atlanta, but one brother was in Chicago while the other brother was in L.A., and then they came into Atlanta and ran it.
Yeah, I love.
And then they flashed all this cash, but they had no fronts. So they were always in the spotlight and easy to get pinched, and they got pinched.
You know, they actually had like a retirement plan.
Yeah, the dude made billboards.
Yeah, we ruled the world.
The world is ours.
Yeah.
The world is ours. BMW and him in a car.
Yeah.
And like before you saw the sign, Welcome to Atlanta, you saw that.
Yo, Brett Brown, listen, brother, you are officially on notice from the city of Philadelphia and the fans of the Philadelphia Sixers. You are officially on notice.
Yeah, he's on notice in the playoffs. Not exactly right now. You'll get over this because they're going to win a couple games. They're going to be impressive. And we're going to be back. After these first two games that they play with this new alignment. Oh, they got the pieces down. We're going to... It took one game against Boston to stop that in its tracks.
Yo, Mikey, you've forgotten more about basketball than I can even pretend to know. So tell me a couple things. Well, I thought Boston was this dumpster fire of a mess. Well, I didn't see that last night. I thought Jimmy Butler was this take-charge, aggressive player. I didn't see that last night either. What's going on?
Jimmy Butler was fine last night. He wasn't one of their problems. The Boston Celtics had been a mess. I mean, they lost at home to L.A. They lost like a 20-point lead or something, didn't they? So they have been a mess, and Kyrie was out. So last night, everything was primed for a Sixers win. They just didn't play hard enough to get it.
After watching the Sixers game last night for the third time this morning, I noticed Brad Stevens treated that game as a playoff/statement game with the 8-man rotation versus Brett Brown's 10-man rotation. Seems like one coach is playing checkers, the other guy's playing chess.
It was really like 7.5. And they used the eighth guy for a little bit?
No, it was 8.5.
Oh, it was 8.5?
The ninth guy got 6 minutes.
Yeah. Who was the ninth? Was it Tice?
Yes.
Tice got 6 minutes? I'm
trying to think who it was now. I'm not sure if it was. Because I thought he was the primary backup, actually.
Yeah, all right.
So the Sixers have lost 7 of their last 8 games against the Bucks, Toronto, and the Celtics all combined. I mean, they won one game versus the good teams in the East. That's pathetic. It doesn't just come down to talent. That comes down to coaching. Situational basketball.
Yeah, dude, it's a bad stat. This is a different team. So you can't say that they only won one game. They're a different team now. So now they're 1-2. I mean, they're 2-1 against good teams, really, with this new alignment.
Why do you insist on overvaluing the triple-double? I mean, it's a nice stat, but it doesn't get you through the playoffs. Ben Simmons' game is incomplete. Joel Embiid's game is incomplete. They will not go all the way through the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I disagree with that. I think they're a good enough team to win the East. I think they should win the East. I think they're better than any team in the East. I understand that they're not complete yet, but they still have enough talent to win the East.
Listen, Ellie, you obviously don't know what you're talking about, buddy, because the other night, and I quote, you said the Celtics are number 3 in the pecking order. Unbelievable. So we didn't have our best players, and we still beat you guys. And that's number 3 in the pecking order? I don't think so, buddy.
Okay, buddy. Let me tell you something, buddy. Your team has been playing like crap, and they played like the 3rd best team in the East, the 4th best team in the East, or whatever the hell they are. Last night, they won a game. Bully for you, Mr. Boston. Creep.
Oh, the intelligent Philadelphia fan base. A February win against the Lakers and Golden State had the Sixers winning the championship. But a February loss against the Celtics has them not even get out of the East. The fickle Philly fan base. Just relax until the season's over. We'll see what happens in the playoffs.
There you go. Somebody got to make sense on Sound Off. Wait till the playoffs. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking
for? Because I don't like
them. Brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.